from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Fanatics Fest! It's Sunday Fun Day! Let's go!
Hey, 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 hey.
Okay, right back at it on The Fan inside the 1 p.m. hour. 2 hours to go, KM to 3 p.m. Joining me right now from the Bronx, New York, repping your New York Yankees from John Boy Media, Pinstripe Strong, my guy, Joe's McFly.
Let's go.
So the first thing I got to say about Joe's, right, you know, people always talk about who's the voice of Yankee fans or who's the one Yankee fan that represents all Yankee fans. I mean, before I was on WFAN, I mean, before Joe's blew up on YouTube and blew up with everything else with John Boy Media, you know, I ran into Joe's and Billy's in 2017.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I understand when you grow up in the Bronx, he can walk to the stadium. When you grow up like he grew up, watching the Yankees, living and dying with every pitch, it's in your blood. So to me, Joe's McFly is the quintessential Yankee fan. Like, grew up in the Bronx. I grew up down the shore. I honestly grew up watching the Yankees on TV thinking I'd never get to go to the stadium as much as I do. But when I met this guy, I'm like, man, you live right up the block. Like, you stay off of 170. You stay off 170. All right, Joe's, welcome to the show.
What's good, man?
How you feeling? How sick has this been the last 3 days?
I love this whole event, man. I love that they put all of this together, Fanatics, FanFest. I think sports needed a convention like this, man. You know me. You know I go to a lot of different
conventions. You're an anime guy. You've been to Comic-Con.
Yeah, I've been to Anime NYC and Comic-Con, and that's like a good get-together for a lot of people that come together in the, you know, in the same space. So for us to have sports, and then now we're all here, and you got all sports represented in here, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and to bring your kids out is dope. Hey, yeah, Sophia, right, Noah, how you guys doing? Y'all famous, you know that? Yeah, they know they're famous. Y'all be on the stream, YouTube, out here. So, yeah, man, for the kids to come out here. I didn't bring my son out here. I told my wife, I'm like, everyone I've seen pushing a stroller around, they look like they're regretting it.
Yeah, it's not easy at these kind of events. You want to bring them because you want them to experience.
Well, your kids are bigger now. My son's 16 months. I'm like, no, this isn't a place for him.
Yeah. They can walk. It's fine. I don't got to push them around anymore. It's fine.
Yo, so let's get right into it, bro. The other night I was on air, Friday night, and David Rifkin was talking to me about something with Soto and the pitch to Soto. And in my mind, I started thinking about something, and I broke into a Dominicano, 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 Dominicano. Juan Soto could be the first Dominican-born retired number in Monument Park, be like the face of the Dominican Yankees forever. Am I missing somebody? Is there somebody else?
I mean, he could be the second. You know, we have Soto if he retires Yankee, you know.
Who's the first Dominican player that's in Monument Park? That's what I'm saying. Soto would be the...
I think he would be the first.
He would be the first. That's what I'm saying. Am I forgetting somebody? Somebody was saying... Somebody was like, nah, Mariano. I'm like, nah, Mariano's from... He's Panamanian.
He's Panamanian,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. You're gang out here. Creatures out here. But yeah, so that's a selling point.
Oh, yeah.
I also think the Yankees have leverage to retain Juan Soto because he's here. He's in the pinstripes.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the road grays. He's embracing the fans. You just saw the bleacher creatures pull up. 203, big love when he comes out. So what do you think about the chances of Juan Soto staying a Yankee, Hal Steinbrenner paying him, and what it's going to mean in this near future?
Man, I think the Yankees need to understand that the fan base may revolt if you don't bring back. It's like on a Aaron Judge level. Like, if you do not bring Soto back.
Non-negotiable. Must happen.
Yeah, you have to have him back, man. It's just what it is. Like, it's a problem.
So we get to see this year, right? We get to see Juan Soto hitting in front of Aaron Judge. Soto's having his best year ever. And Judge's having a pretty damn good year as well. MVP. 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 You got to keep those two together.
Oh, then.
That
oh,
tandem yeah. has to stay together.
Yes.
That's a selling point as well. Don't you want to play with Aaron Judge?
It is. It is. It's a big-time selling point. I think it's also important, I think, if Jason Dominguez is part of your future, for you to have somebody like Soto, like kind of like bringing them along.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Dominican like brethren.
Like OG, yeah, big bro.
Not really OG, you know, they're like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I think of Juan Soto like he's 30. He's 25.
Yeah. Him and Jason Dominguez are closer in age than what he is
to Judge,
which is wild. And he's been in the league since like five ever. Like he's been 19 up in the big leagues hitting homers off of Verlander. So they got that in common. So
I'm glad you mentioned Dominguez because it goes hand in hand. Like I look at the Yankees and the youth movement that's about to happen, and that's got to be intentional. That's got to be a part of the roadmap and the plan to pay Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, and Juan Soto on top of having Giancarlo and Rodon and some of the other contracts. Having Volpe, having Wells, having Ben Rice, Cabrera, Oswald Peraza, Spencer Jones eventually, having this young, talented group of homegrown players is what's going to offset the cost of Juan Soto. How much how much do you think Juan Soto is going to make? I know it's over five. I know it's over $500 million.
I mean, I don't know. The market, where it's at, and he stays healthy.
Yeah.
And he's young.
He'll be 26, get a contract till he's 39. 13 years?
Five fifty?
Yeah, I think it's between five.
Six?
515, 525 to. I think Steve Cohen's going to come in and try and raise that closer to 600.
Yeah, he could try.
They're putting a thumbs down for Steve Cohen?
Yeah.
We got the Yankee universe out here.
There's Met fans that always tell me, oh, he's going to go. I'm like, I have to see it before I believe it. I have never seen a person go from Yankees willingly to Mets if they're both.
Oh, he was going to get Judge a couple years ago.
Yeah, sure.
He was going to get Ohtani.
There's a lot of people.
He was about to get Yamamoto.
He offered more and didn't get him. So I don't know. I mean, that's why for me, I got to see it to believe it. Carlos Beltran, like he wanted to be a Yankee first, and the only reason he became a Met was because
we know how that went.
They were like, well, we don't want to, you know.
And then we got older Carlos Beltran. Yeah.
And that's fine. He did all right.
He did all right, but that team got old real fast.
Real fast.
Anyway, I mean, with the conversation around Juan Soto and the Yankees, Juan Soto and the Mets, I keep saying a lot is going to be determined by the way that this season ends.
Yeah.
Let's say the Mets don't make the postseason. If the Mets don't make the postseason, is Juan Soto going to say, yeah, I want to go over there. I want to play for the Mets. I want to play and hit in front of J.D. Martinez or not J.D. Martinez. He'll be gone.
Weird.
Pete Alonso. He might be gone too.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I look at it as Soto's starting to see, because he was already with the Nationals and being the solo guy.
Right.
I think he's starting to see, like, how much easier his job is with having a judge
right behind you.
So how many teams are offering that?
You know, like
the Dodgers maybe?
None.
You know, but the Dodgers are going to shell out another 500 plus.
No.
Million. I don't think
That's another thing, too. Everybody keeps mentioning the Ohtani contract. I see Brian Daboll just pulled up. That's a great costume.
Yeah,
that's a great costume.
That's good.
I saw somebody saw my whole pinstripe outfit yesterday, and, you know, people like hate that. Online. And I wore all pinstripes yesterday. They're like, why does Keith dress like a 10-year-old? I'm like, it's Fanatics Fest. What are you talking about? What are you supposed to dress like in here?
You're supposed
to wear your team jersey.
That's it.
Dress from head to toe like that. I just saw somebody with a full football uniform on. Brian Daboll just showed up.
Nice.
So good. You guys are playing into it. But, yeah, with how do you sell a franchise that doesn't make the postseason when he's going to be in the postseason this year with the Yankees?
Yeah.
I had the thought recently whether they make the play or whether they're going to make the postseason, whether they make it to the World Series and win or lose, Juan Soto's going to feel like there's unfinished business there.
Yeah, always. So Yankees go to the World Series, they win, like, I think we got to run it back.
We got to try and repeat.
If they don't make it, it's like, I think we can do it. We just need a
minor
tweaks. People get more mature on the team. We got a young kind of nucleus. This is kind of like the youngest Yankee team in a long time. If you really think about it, people are telling me, like, yo, let the kids play. It's like, they're playing. You know, it's like, so with Jason Dominguez up here, we'll see what's up with that. But I think that he's going to feel like this. New York has a tremendous selling point, the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm looking forward to that. So I'm
looking forward to it. You mentioned letting the kids play. You know, the Yankees do have a lot of young players right now playing. Yeah. We just seen Perazapalooza 2024. Yes, like Peraza that. Come up, you know, oh, with the toe tap.
Jazz is young too, man.
Jazz counts as a young guy. He's hurt. Yeah. But, so him getting hurt opens the door for Peraza.
Yeah.
I saw Gio Urshela got DFA'd so that the Tigers could play their young kids. No, the Yankees are not interested in bringing in Gio Urshela. All respect to Gio to God, yeah. But that ship has sailed. Cashman's not even considering it.
Right.
But now we're looking at an infield where they're going to have Cabrera playing third. They're going to have Oswald Peraza playing third. But I'm looking at Anthony Volpe because both of those guys can play shortstop.
Yep.
As much as I love Volpe, Jersey guy, grew up going to the stadium, great family, Yankee fans, right? They're like part of us, one of us. I feel like everybody could use a break. Everybody could use a day off. He plays every day. He plays shortstop for the Yankees, which is like one of the most famous. Like, we just had Derek Jeter in here talking about all I ever wanted to do as a kid was be the shortstop of the New York Yankees. Same thing with Anthony Volpe. He grew up to do it. But what's tough about it is the Yankees said, you're the guy. You're not getting sent down. We're not giving you any breaks. He's still learning, evolving, and developing on the fly. Do you think that they give him a break and potentially put Peraza at shortstop or Cabrera at shortstop to give him a blow, give him a break?
I mean, they should. I mean, not a long-term break, but, like, again, you know, there was a while where it's like, yo, if he gets hurt, like, who's backing up shortstop long-term?
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know. Don't scare me like that. Don't scare me like that. But, and he's playing well, but I'm all right, you know? But now Peraza, like you said, Peraza can play short. You have, you got Cabrera can play short. And you need to shore up that infield, man. And I think because of the infield's troubles at second base, most specifically the right side of the infield, is why I think the Yankees told Holmes, yo, go away from that sinker.
Yeah.
And throw that slider more, get more swings and misses. It's just unfortunate. He gets a lot of balls on the ground, and we're not converting the outs all the time. It stinks.
You mentioned Clay Holmes. I've started the hashtag Pray for Clay. I've been calling him Pray Holmes.
Yeah.
Because when he comes out there, there's nothing we can do but pray. Yeah. He was solid a couple nights ago.
He was.
But I had a take where I said if the Yankees think they're winning in October, they can't be married to this is our closer no matter what, every situation. They got to think about a closer by committee, maybe playing some matchups. How do you feel about Clay getting us through October?
I think that's what it's going to have to be, Keith. Like, the time to make that change would have been the deadline. You know, get me more arms. But, like,
don't get me started on the deadline. Right? I'm disappointed. That was it? Now that looks like nothing.
But now that's got to be the guy to close. I don't know if closer by committee works in the playoffs. I think you got to have your formula. I haven't really seen people say, oh, well, today you're closing. Like, I think it's a mental preparation, especially in the playoffs, for you to close those big-time games, man. And I just need – for the most part, Holmes is good, man. Like, I don't think he gets rocked like that. The only time I remember him getting, like, rocked was against the Red Sox that one time.
Masataka Yoshida.
Yeah. That doesn't really happen. It's mostly, like, the infield's not converting and outs. I'm thinking about Baltimore, ground ball to Volpe.
Double play doesn't get turned. Yeah, ground ball bobble, plays not made. Verdugo falls down.
Like, weird stuff, you know. But
unfortunate stuff.
When you get the ball in play, that's what happens. I think that's the slider. I'm starting to see a lot more. Like, he's going to that more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to see more strikeout numbers coming from Clay. Let's hope that's good. The rest of the bullpen it worries me. Like, who else you want closing games for you? I don't know.
Anybody at this point. I don't know. They need to go ahead and get Ian Hamilton back, Scott Efros.
That's happening.
I mean, this is the team. This is the bullpen. This is the Yankees team that you have. They're going to win 28. These are the guys. The trade deadline passed. They didn't get Tanner Scott. You know, the trade deadline passed. They didn't get Flaherty. They didn't get another starter. This is the rotation you have in the bullpen. We'll talk about the bullpen. I mean, Luke Weaver came out. They weren't solid behind him, right? Volpe calls off Peraza, drops a pop-up. It's going to happen to him. It's going to happen to Clay. we just got to pray. We got to cross our fingers. Any of these guys can get rocked. Tim Hill or Michael Tonkin. Jake Cousins has been solid, but, like, there's nobody really right now. Even, you know, Tommy Canely, there's nobody really right now that's, like, locked in the circle of trust.
Well, I thought about something. I mean, you remember 2009. We ended up what made that bullpen so great, obviously, Jabba was there as well. And I think it was Hughes going to the pen, if you remember that. So I think Clark Schmidt coming
there
back.
There you go. Maybe.
I don't know if you do him pen and Hill starting, or because you can't ignore the innings with Hill.
It's coming.
You can't. You just can't. He just pitched nothing last year. So you gotta do something there to save his arm and save him from himself. But I think that you tag team him, and then in the playoffs, either both of them in the pen, or you'll see what you do there. You could get. Those guys, their stuff might tick up in the pen, so I'm looking at that.
With the rotation, like, you know, it's week by week as well, right? A lot of people were down on Nestor. Nestor comes out, does what he has to do against the Chicago White Sox. Luis Hill struggled against the Chicago White Sox. His next outing, he's got to be right. Gerrit Cole looked like vintage Gerrit Cole last time out.
I'm less worried about him, though.
I'm not worried about Cole now. Like, Cole had that look on, like, I'm Gerrit Cole. I'm the reigning AL Cy Young winner. These are kids.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are making their debuts. You know, Trey Sweeney, Jace Jung, these guys, he was sitting them down. So I'm not worried about Cole. But Carlos Rodon, as soon as you see Carlos Rodon have four good starts in a row, what was it? Was it the Blue Jays series or the Texas Rangers series where he was barking at the ump in the doubleheader? And I'm no, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Like, he comes out and he doesn't have it yesterday. You can't trust him. But I think he's going to get the ball in the postseason just based off his contract and his experience.
You're going to need it. Listen, you're going to need it. From him, I mean, Burnett was, like, questionable. 09. I got to reference 09 because that's the team that won, and I kind of want the Yankees to do that.
Old Timers Day coming up.
Right?
Celebrating the 09 team already.
That's crazy. But I think that he's going to have to lock in, obviously. Yankee struggles kind of synonymous with his struggles, too.
Sure.
We're pitching well. Had that 2.9 ERA. Yankees were flying.
Yep.
Then he started struggling, and the Yankees were struggling. So it was we need him to lock in. You know what I mean? It's there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's getting the postseason start.
They all got to lock in. Trevino's back behind the plate. I think that helps all of the rotation and bullpen. Last question for you, man. Will Aaron Judge be an all-time great if he never makes it to the World Series, never wins a ring? I hear that conversation popping up now. They got to get him there this year.
Yeah. They got to get him there for sure. You can't waste his prime. Yes, he'll be an all-time great.
Yeah,
man, I'm looking at his – it's wild right now. Like, I'm looking at his numbers, and I'm like, how much is he going to – and he started late. Look at how many homers he's got.
Imagine he didn't have that April. He started late, and he's ridiculous.
Yeah, I loved him. People have to appreciate it, man. Like, this doesn't happen. Like, people don't get these kind of players. You know, like Aaron Judge, you don't get those kind of players. They come a dime a dozen. It just doesn't happen.
Once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime.
A dime a dozen would mean that.
We could
get 12 judges.
I don't.
It's been a long weekend. I'm exhausted as well. Joe's McFly, ladies and gentlemen. Clap it up. We're going to take pictures, selfies, all that now. We got to go to break.
Yes.
If you want to join the show, we're taking calls next. 888-808-1019. WFAN live from Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.